Smith with Dream On, and you're listening to Fire on the Mountain on Click Radio. I'm Jackie, or DJ. I don't know if I would really say you're that much like Graham.
I don't like it.
Well, you don't have to be Graham 2.0. You can just be Jerome.
It's good because I'm not.
So that song by Bloc Party, I feel like, fits the mood of today, as in the raininess, and it's just kind of mellow.
I'm really glad it started raining, though.
It's a nice feeling. I enjoy
it. Rain is awesome. It needs to rain more here.
It does, indeed.
Kind of crappy weather.
Yeah, but I feel like it's the perfect school year weather, because when it's sunny outside, it's just depressing when you're stuck inside. But if it's rainy anyways, you just get to enjoy the fact that you're stuck inside. And
well, I'm saying we need more rain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because rain is awesome.
It is.
And snow is good in moderation. We get too much snow here.
Too much snow? I think that
we get way too much snow. It's only good for skiing, snow days, and then besides that, a couple days out of the year to just hang out in the snow. But yeah, not, like, a ton of snow when you don't want it. Like, Halloween.
Okay, snow on Halloween is terrible, and that is the number one Colorado rule, that first snow always comes on Halloween to destroy your childish dreams of actually getting to enjoy trick-or-treating. But I personally enjoy the snow. I am kind of a ski bum, snowboard bum, I guess.
So I said it's only good for skiing. Well, it's one of the only good things it's good for.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, do you have a song for us next? Or do you want me to just play something?
You can just play something. I'm still cleaning this up.
Okay, here we go. This is Trap Doors by Broken Bells. Stones. I tend to enjoy a lot of music, though, so that's not very shocking. Do you have anything to say about that song, Jeremy?
Not particularly.
And the song before that, we had Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root, one of my favorite songs of all time, because it reminds me of the best place in the world, Camp Chief Uray. But, yeah, do you want to play another song, or should I? I can play a song.
Okay.
I guess okay. Okay, this is Come On Home by Franz Ferdinand. Yep. CCR for you guys. I feel like we play CCR every week between the two of us. No.
I don't think so. Did you play any last week?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you play?
I don't remember.
Oh. Okay.
Proud Mary, I think.
Okay.
But well, it wasn't the same song. I'm just saying. I think CCR is great. So it's... Anyways. All right. I have a fun fact for you guys today. It's October, so we're starting to think about Halloween. What's your Halloween costume, by the way? Do you have one picked out?
I don't know yet.
Don't know.
I'm going trick-or-treating, of course.
You are.
See, Stringbean thought it's lame to go trick-or-treating as a high school student.
Stringbean, well, doesn't he have a show Halloween night? No. I think he wants to go to the Piggies show.
Oh.
For those of you that know the band The Piggies, local band from Fort Collins, they're pretty good. On Halloween night at the Aggie, they're going to be doing a rendition of Abbey Road, playing... I don't know if they're going to play it in the right order, or they're just playing all songs off of Abbey Road, but, sorry, I'm not dying or anything. Yeah, if you want to go check that out, that's at the Aggie, October 31st. Anyways, the point I brought up about Halloween is that I have a fun Halloween fact for you guys. Did you know that the first jack-o'-lanterns were actually made from turnips? I don't really know how that would work, because personally, pumpkin carving makes much more sense in terms of making a jack-o'-lantern, but you don't really...
We've got a show on Halloween.
We do? Oh, we do. Yeah, Halloween's on a Sunday. Cool, maybe we should save our Halloween facts for then.
Yeah, so just finish one fact and then...
Okay, I'm going to say my one other. Did you know that Samhainophobia is the fear of Halloween? Now, that just seems like a random word with phobia stuck at the end, but I actually know a kid named Samhain. So that's kind of... I thought that... I don't know. That's very strange. I don't think he's afraid of Halloween, though. But anyways, do we have another song lined up?
Yeah, this is... Early Spring Till by Nathaniel Radcliffe.
All right.
It's spelled with a D, but it's pronounced like a K. It's Radcliffe, not Radcliffe, like you would think.
That is interesting to know. All right, here we go.
And Nathaniel Radcliffe.
Right. Yep. I enjoy both of those songs. They were good.
Okay.
Do you have any interesting facts? Because I have some. I don't know if they're really that
interesting.
Neil
Young recently played at Farm Aid last Saturday, I think. I don't know. I think it was Saturday. And then apparently he wasn't very good, and my dad was there. And yeah, apparently Neil Young was just kind of... angry and... I don't know. Apparently he was just being kind of rude to the crowd.
Oh, that's not good. I mean, he is getting kind of old, to his credit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Willie Nelson apparently was playing really well.
Yeah.
And he was there, and John Mellencamp is kind of old, and he played well, apparently.
And wow.
Dave Matthews was there, and apparently he played well, too.
That's quite the show. Where was that?
Milwaukee.
Sweet.
Supporting farms. Oh, and my dad's work, apparently they started this kind of gift-giving thing, and they gave... Well, apparently there's this monkey made out of a coconut, something like that, that they are giving around, and my dad got it last. But when he was at Farm Aid, because his company sent him, he was able to put the monkey... like, right in front of the stage or whatever for the press conference. So, apparently he was the only one to actually get the monkey. And what they do is they take pictures of the monkey wherever they go when they travel. And they pass it on. And so he was the first person to ever get the monkey, the funky monkey, on television.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And really entertaining. So right now I'm looking for footage on YouTube of the press conference.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. If you're cruising around on the internet, surfing the web, as some would say, I don't know why you said that. Anyways, there's this great blog I came across the other day called Hipster Puppies. It's on Tumblr, or you can just Google Hipster Puppies. It's great. It's hilarious. Just look it up. Don't question it. Can you back me up here, Jeremy? It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. He's nodding along with this, but you can see that. Anyways, we could probably play it. Can I play a song now?
I was about to play a song.
Oh, you can play your song. It's
one
okay.
One last song. I just feel like this kind of fits with okay. the mood.
Awesome. What's your song?
It's a song.
Oh, okay. You'll just have to wait and see. Here is Jeremy's song. UK, in case you were wondering. And before that, we had some Pink Floyd, another live version. And Jeremy, how do you feel about live versions of songs?
They're awesome.
Yeah, you've come to love them now.
I've always loved live versions.
But not on the radio. But it's okay.
No, I have.
Okay. You just seem to...
They just have to be good. Well, it's about finding the best version. And sometimes the live versions aren't very good. But that's kind of rare. Usually if they record the live version, it's a good version.
That is true. So I have some random facts for you guys. If you enjoy hearing them as much as I do, or maybe don't. I don't know. I think Jeremy kind of makes fun of me to himself for saying these, but... You know, you have to mix it up with the music a little bit. He's just being silent.
What?
Never mind. Did you know that astronauts get taller when they're in space? That actually makes sense because you don't have gravity pulling down on you, so that's kind of obvious. Let's pick another random fact. Did you know that... children are more allergic to cockroaches than they are to cats. I don't know if that's really that interesting. I'm allergic to cats. I don't really spend time around cockroaches, so I don't know. Why don't we just play some music? That's probably... Oh, do you have something to say?
Yeah. President Kennedy was the fastest random speaker in the world with upwards of 350 words per minute.
Wow. That is fast. Can you imagine talking to him?
Well, random speaker, so I think you're just pulling out random words.
I'm not very good at just saying random words. Who was telling me? I think it was like a Tom Waits show or something where Tom Waits just got on stage and just started saying random words. Like, he was speaking English, but you couldn't understand him because it was just such nonsense. Which I think would be really amusing.
Do you know that karaoke means empty orchestra in Japanese?
That is interesting.
And the 57 on Heinz ketchup bottles represents the number of varieties of pickles the company once had.
There are 57 different types of pickles?
I guess so. I know dill, and that's the only one I know.
Yeah, my...
Oh, and the short pickles and the long pickles.
Yes, those definitely designate two different types of pickles. I am fascinated. That's like two facts in one. You just doubled that up. I can't believe there's that many types of pickles. I'm kind of... I'll have to look up a list of what types of pickles there are. But while I do that, I'm going to play another song for you guys.
Oh, and in the average lifetime, a person can walk the equivalent of 5 times around the equator.
Wow.
I just felt like that one was cool.
That is actually pretty cool. I enjoy walking. Some people don't, because a lot of people are Americans, and they're lazy, not to stereotype, but we are.
Ooh, I think I just found a list.
Ah, success. Do you want to share those, or should we wait? Hold off.
I think we should wait. I don't know if this is right.
Okay. Next up for you guys, I have the song Good Lovin' by the... Why is this not coming up? By the Rascals. So, yeah, here we go. I was really hoping there was actually 57 different types of pickles.
I think there probably are.
Really? I mean, that's so many types of pickles, especially based on our pickle knowledge, which consists of dill, large, and small.
Well, I found gherkin, cornichon, brined, kosher dill, Polish, Hungarian, lime, bread and butter, Swedish, Danish, and Kool-Aid pickles.
Kool-Aid? Is that
Or Kool-Ickles.
Is that just a pickle that instead of whatever they use,
it's something that children eat in the southern United States, of course.
Of course, in the South.
Kool-Aid pickles, or Kool-Ickles, enjoyed by children in parts of the southern United States, are created by soaking dill pickles in a mixture of Kool-Aid and pickle brine.
So it's not really a different type of pickle.
That's how you make pickles, is by soaking it in different stuff.
I guess so.
So it's a different type of pickles.
That's fair.
It's just gross.
Did you know they have these things called grapples or grapples?
Grapples.
It's just an apple that's soaked in grape juice, but it's not even real grape juice. It's just artificial grape flavoring that's injected into the apples. Isn't that kind of
gross?
Sounds kind
of good, actually. Grapples.
I don't know. I didn't try one. I'm not really a fan of artificial grape flavoring.
I just want to try it sometime now.
Yeah.
Where would I get a grapple?
I think you can buy them at your local King Supers.
Really?
So.
There's Safeway right there. Oh, I don't have money.
Oh, there is a Safeway.
I would have gone and bought a grapple.
to test on air.
Do you have another song to play? Or?
Yeah, do you want to play something?
Nah, it's okay.
Are you sure? Okay. Yeah. What's my next song? Oh. Okay. So.
If you don't want to play it, you can skip it.
Yep, that's probably a good idea. I'll save it for another time.
What song is it, though?
Okay.
Just play it. Just do it.
Please don't judge me. Let's just acknowledge the fact that this was produced for a white teenage audience of the late 60s, 70s.
Some of my boyfriend's soul.
But yeah, you had a fun, interesting fact for us.
I did? Oh. It is believed that Shakespeare was 46 around the time that the King James version of the Bible was written. In Psalms 46, the 46th word from the first word is shake, and the 46th word from the last word is spear.
That's crazy. Mind blown. Did you have another fact for us while I pick out this song?
Yeah, when you die, your hair still grows for a couple of months.
That's odd.
And there are 2 credit cards for every person in the United States.
That's not that surprising. We have a credit issue.
Isaac Asimov is the only author to have a book in every duodecimal category. Dewey Decimal.
I've read something by him, but I don't remember what. Is that bad? Probably. No. He was...
The most money ever paid for a cow in an auction was $1.3 million.
Who would pay that much for a cow? That was a very loved cow, if you're paying that much money for him. Or maybe, I mean, if you're just going to slaughter the cow too, what? You have a funny fact to share?
I can insult the audience. The Neanderthal's brain was bigger than yours is.
Ooh. Ooh. Gotcha there. Okay, so next up, I have a request for you guys. This is The Captain by Guster.
Alexander the Great, and King of Diamonds is Julius Caesar.
Nice. Sorry, I'm going to keep you stalling while I get this next song ready, because we have a request. Nope, go.
111,111,111 times, or squared, times itself, is... The number ends up being 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wait, there's no 10. It's hard to say. But you get it. Yeah. 1, 1, 1, 1. Mm-hmm. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1.
That is awesome. And the time it took you to say that, it made me just ready to play this song. So this goes out to my friends from camp. CCO, it is the greatest place in the world. Yeah, this is a song by State Radio. It's called Indian Moon.
Not alone we stand, outstretched arm and upturned hand, never knowing when the shake's steady. Until now we'll seldom see, and I will grow if you grow with me. Understand, I will wait for thee. I'll try to catch up if you move quickly. If the rain does blow, and oh sad, if you ever lose your way, you can call up for
like a once in a blue moon, once in a honeymoon.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah, so right before that, that was Indian Moon by State Radio. Wonderful, wonderful song. That's kind of an odd recording of it, but I enjoy it nonetheless. And yeah, that was for my camp friends. Anyways.
I have one more awesome one.
Yes, please share.
Many years ago in England, pub frequenters had a whistle baked into the rim or handle of their ceramic cups. When they needed a refill, they used the whistle to get some service. What your whistle is the phrase inspired by this practice. Isn't that awesome? Just,
what your whistle? I've never
like,
heard that
finish
phrase.
Finish drinking, then just... and it whistles.
That's cool. Actually, that would be really sweet.
A lot of these are related to...
Do you want to share
honey.
Some of the other ones you had previously told me?
Oh, the only food that does not spoil is honey. Although, I guess there's all these new fast food restaurants that...
Oh, well...
McDonald's, it probably never spoils.
McDonald's never spoils. No, I don't... I feel like that would go bad quickly, because it's... I don't... Yeah.
I am is the shortest complete sentence in the English language. Most boat owners name their boats, and the most popular boat name requested is Obsession.
That's weird. I don't know if I entirely believe that fact.
I think that's possible. If you were to spell out numbers, before you got to the letter A, or the number you'd have to get to before you actually found the letter A, is 1,000.
Which kind of makes sense, because if you're spelling out digits, like, yeah, the 1 through 9 doesn't.
0, 9, or 0, 9, 1.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
20, 30.
0, 9, E. O, N, E. I can't spell.
1.
1. 0, 9, 1.
Let's have a spelling lesson today, Quest.
Just didn't work.
In fact, spell 1.
0, 9, E. 091.
It's like Tech 9, but
kind of.
Because if you guys don't know, that band Tech 9 just has like a 9. I don't know. They spell it weird with digits. Yeah.
What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, and windshield wipers and laser printers all have in common?
They were all invented by women. That's right, boys. Women are better than you because we can invent all of those things.
And 40% of all people at a party will snoop in your medicine cabinet.
That's bothersome. I don't want people going through my bathroom. I mean, why would you want to go through someone's bathroom? That's weird.
And the voice actor Mel Blanc, who is the voice actor for Bugs Bunny, was allergic to carrots.
Which is so ironic. I love that fact. I actually have to leave you guys now because I'm going down to Denver to talk to Boston University, in case you were really curious what I do with my time. But Jeremy is still going to be in the studio here with you guys, so he's got some awesome music lined up, and thanks for listening to me and my random facts, but I'm going to peace out. What's our next song?
Behind Blue Eyes by The Who.
All right. See you guys later.
No one knows what it's like to be.
That was When the Lovely Breaks by Led Zeppelin, and before that I played Many Shades of Black by the Raconteurs. And so, I guess, actually, I have another random fact here. 1 in 5,000 North Atlantic lobsters are born bright blue. I think that just kind of is cool. And there are 10 human body parts that are only 3 letters long. Eye, hip, arm, leg, ear, toe, jaw, rib, lip, and gum. So, next, let's see, I have Stone Free by Jimi Hendrix. Dead. It's a good old song. I think I'm gonna go for some more random facts here. The King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Another card related one. And each of the suits on a deck of cards represents the 4 major pillars in the economy of the Middle Ages. Heart represented the church, spades represented the military, clubs represented the agriculture, and diamonds represented the merchant class. It's kind of interesting and kind of history nerd-ish. And, Charlie Brown's father was a barber. And if you had enough water to fill 1 million goldfish bowls, you can fill an entire stadium. And next song I have is Break On Through to the Other Side by The Doors. So, yeah. Day was yesterday. John Lennon, and he was born on October 9th, 1940. He would have turned 70 yesterday. And then also this year on December 8th will be 30 years since his death. So he was 40 years old when he died, which is really young. But anyways, here's Imagine by John Lennon.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing. Say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a little odd. I think my iPod is kind of messing up. It recognized a Johnny Winter song as a Rusted Root song, and so now I'm going to try this again. Well, anyways, this is Mean Town Blues by Johnny Winter, live at Woodstock, but it's a good song. Wasn't actually going to play this next song because it's kind of 20 minutes and 39 seconds long. But I was talking about it with my father yesterday, and I'm going to play it, just because it's a good song. So, here's the song. That's not the song. My iPod doesn't like me. It's supposed to be playing the song, but it didn't play the right song. Let's see if it works now. There we go. Yeah, I guess this is the end of my show. Yeah, it was fun. Goodbye. I think it's over now. Nope, it's still broadcasting. Well, that's fun.